Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillment of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
2 Chronicles 20:14 says, "Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye all, Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook where the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you."
Yes, come on.
"And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord." Amen. Will you stretch your hands this way and pray for me tonight? Dear Lord, I come before your throne tonight, dear God, seeking you divine unction, seeking your God, your anointing, that it would be upon my mouth, my tongue, my heart, my breath, dear God. Let me bring forth this word tonight in the way you gave it to me today. Lord, bless it, dear God. Bless this word as it goes forward. Let it be a means by which your name is glorified. Let the sound of it, dear God, go up before your throne room in heaven, and let it be pleasing in your sight. Let it bless you, O God, in praise and adoration. Hallelujah. Also, dear God, let this word go forward to all those under the sound of my voice, that as they hear this, dear God, they might realize your strength. They might realize your providential care over your children. They might realize, dear God, that you love us. Now, Lord, bless this word as it goes forward, that all those who hear this under the sound of my voice, let it mean by which their souls are blessed and their souls are nourished by this word. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Now, we find ourselves when the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and the Ammonites came up against Jehoshaphat to battle. And then just as soon as they all came up to Jehoshaphat, they were coming against him to battle, somebody come running up to Jehoshaphat to tell him the bad news.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Take heart, saints.
All right.
There's always going to be somebody that comes running, somebody waiting off in the side. Pastor, I need to talk with you after service.
Yes, I do.
You might as well beat me in the head with a stick. Hallelujah. There's always going to be somebody ready to bring you that bad news, but you can't hardly find nobody to bring you the good news. Hallelujah. There's always an abundance of folks that want to bring the bad stuff to you. So when Jehoshaphat got the bad news, there was a great multitude coming up from beyond the sea and by Syria, and they were in the Engedi Plain, and Jehoshaphat got scared. He got scared. Y'all remember back in the day when we used to come up and we was talking, we learned how to say scared by scared. That's how I learned it anyhow. I was in the fifth grade before I learned that scared and scared was the same thing. Hallelujah. But Jehoshaphat, he was scared. And Jehoshaphat, he was so afraid that he proclaimed a fast in all of Judah. And every adult, every mom and dad, and every child in the city, they came together at the temple and they were fasting and they were seeking the face of God. Hallelujah. And Jehoshaphat, he stood in the temple, fasting and praying, seeking God's face. And Jehoshaphat, he called out to God in verse 6 and he said, O Lord of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of heathen? And rulest not thou over all the, and in thine hands is not their power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people of Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham and thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, and then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from him and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come against us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against the great company that cometh against us, neither know we what we to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Hallelujah! About that time, see, Jehoshaphat, he was crying out to God. He said, Ain't you the God who delivered us before? Ain't you the God who's in control of all the world? Ain't you the God who's in control of everything? Ain't you the God who can defeat every army that comes up against us? Ain't you the God that we cry out to all the time in our distress? Ain't you our God?
Yes.
And about that time, the Spirit of the Lord came down upon a man named Jahaziel, a Levite. He was one of the sons of the priests. And this is what the word of the Lord said, Let all of Judah hear my words. Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Jehoshaphat bowed his head, and all of Judah did so too. And they all fell on the ground, and they worshiped God. And they got up the next morning, very early in the morning, and Jehoshaphat commanded that they all trust in the Lord their God. Then he did something mighty strange. He appointed singers, praise and worship singers,
all
right. to go and sing the praises of God.
Yes.
And he put them at the front of the army. And said, all right, let's go. Now see what we read in the scripture already in the text tonight. We already read where God said, you ain't going to have to lift the sword.
Uh-huh.
You ain't going to have to do a thing. I just want you to rise up and go against them so they see you come.
Uh-huh.
So they'll know that those who belong to me, I've got their back.
Come on back. Yeah.
So they sent out their best warriors singing praise to God.
Amen.
Singing praises to God. And as they went out, this is the funniest thing to me. As they went out to war against Moab and Seir and Ammonites, as soon as they started singing the praises of God, when they got within earshot of those three armies, the three armies stood up scared to death. because they done heard about their God. They done heard about the God of Jehoshaphat. They done heard about the God Jehovah. They done heard what he has done to other armies in the past. And they got up when they heard that singing, the praises of the God. And they took to warring and fighting because they was wanting to stop, not die. They took to warring and fighting and they killed all the people they were fighting, which was each other. They killed themselves. Ammon and Seir fought each other. And all three of those armies fought each other. And didn't one of them raise a sword to Jehoshaphat or Judah or Israel? And they killed all of each other. All this happened because the praises were being sung to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah! And when Judah came in to where they had been, they were fighting. Judah went to where the fighting was. They was ready to fight. But when they got to where the fighting was supposed to take place, you know what they found? Dead bodies. Every last one of them were dead. And not only that, when they went in and found the dead bodies, guess what they found? They found treasures. Jewels and gold and silver and precious stones. They found all of that on the dead bodies and beside the dead bodies. And it was so much wealth that when they began to gather it up, it took the army of Judah and Jehoshaphat, it took them 3 days to gather up all the wealth from the dead armies. I'm going to tell you something. When God said to Jehoshaphat, "Fear not, be not dismayed,"
right,
he should have said, "Son, pack your bag. Because I'm fixing to fill your wallet up too.
Yep.
I'm fixing to bless y'all.
Yeah.
I'm fixing to show you what it means to trust in the Lord." Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Praise, God.
Praise be unto God. The battle belongs to the Lord. I don't know how many of you can remember this. Maybe Brother Bob.
That's two.
But back in the old days, how many of you get phone calls every day from some company, some way, shape, or form, or other? How many times do you get phone calls from the bill collectors?
Yep.
Hallelujah. That didn't used to be. The bill collectors didn't used to call you. They didn't used to mail you. You know what they done? They come to see your hide. They come to see you, and when they come to see you, they did not talk sweet to you. They talked hateful. They talked mean. They talked like they owned you and you owed them something. Well, they didn't prove you did owe something. I can remember, it ain't been too long now, that I had a bill collector come to my house. I didn't even know I owed the bill. I had a bill collector come to my house and he talked hateful to me. Talked nasty to me and was mean, and I said, "They're trying my best to be cordial." And he finally got mad and said all kinds of weird things, and I said, "Okay, that's fine. We're done talking. Go ahead and do what you're going to do." And he left. Well, this is what went on in the back in the old days. These bill collectors, they would come to your house. And they didn't just stop and talk to Daddy. Most of the time, they would catch whoever come to the door. It might have been Mama. It might have been the oldest boy. It might have been the youngest girl. They didn't care who they called at the door. And they would talk hateful. They would be mean. They would be angry. They would demand their money. Well, there was this one man in particular that they went to go see him. And whenever he answered the door, they took to talking hateful to him. And it made him mad. Now, this one fellow, it was not a good idea to make him mad. If they made him mad enough, he would turn around and go in the house, and he would gather up all the money and all the things he could find enough to pay that bill. He would walk out to the front porch where that bill collector was. He'd grab him by the nape of the neck, throw him off his porch, and jump out there and give him a beat his daddy ain't never get. And then he'd throw the money down on his face. And when he woke up, he could collect his bill and get out the property. The man developed a name for himself among the bill collectors. They didn't like going to his house because if they went to his house and talked paper to him, he'd whoop their hide. Now, they had a job to do. Their job was to talk hateful to people to get their her nerves because they would say, well, we're going to take the law on you. We're going to take you to jail. Or we're going to send social services out here. They're going to take your children away because you ain't got no money. You can't take care of your children. Or they would say, we're fixing to take you out and beat you up till you come up with our money. They would make this woman cry. They were that kind of, that was that way they were back then. Well, it came to pass one day that they were behind on their insurance bill. And the insurance man knew about this fellow. All these bill collectors, they used to have lunch or something together somewhere, and they would talk about this fellow. Well, the insurance man waited until he would drive by and he didn't see the man's truck there. He was going to talk to the mom. He rolled up on that man's yard and rolled up and went and got on the front porch and knocked on that door, and the man's youngest son came to the door. The man was home. But he said, "Me and I ain't answering that door. I ain't talking to that bill collector no more." He won't go talk to him. And the man kept beating on the door to the youngest son. He didn't know what else to do. Every time people would knock on the door, they would answer this. He said, "I'll go ask the door." He would answer the door. And his insurance agent, his insurance man, bill collector, took the fussing and raring and yelling and screaming at this little boy to beat the man. I mean, little fellow, probably about Delaney's age. Took the yelling and screaming at him and was making him cry and was tearing him all to pieces. And the man was sitting way back in the back of the house and he could hear it all going on, getting madder and madder. Hallelujah. And as he got madder and madder, now all of a sudden this bill collector took the talking to that little boy and made him cry a little bit. Got worse and it got worse and it got worse. And he kept talking to that little boy and he kept making him cry and he kept hurting his feelings. And then, about that time, the little boy raised his hand and said, "Mister, wait a minute." And the man said, "What is it? What do you want to say?" He said, "Mister, I sure am sorry that you're mad at me because I ain't got your bill money. I don't know nothing about the insurance. My daddy takes care of all that stuff." And about the time the boy said, "My daddy takes care of all that stuff," guess who will open the front screen door and walk out? It was Daddy. And he walked out and seen his little boy crying. He done heard what was going on. And he had his face was red. His ears was red. He was angry. And he grabbed that man by the nape of the neck and threw him off his horse. He went sailing through the air. And before he hit the ground, the man was out there waiting for him to hit the ground. He took the beating on that fella, beat him senseless, beat him about to the ground, and hooked up on him. About an hour or two later, the man woke up. The insurance agent woke up. Little boy sitting on the porch, he said, "I told you, Daddy takes care of that stuff." Amen. My daddy handles all that. Hallelujah. Saints of God, you are a child of the King. Amen. And when all the debt collectors come and he begins to remind you all that you owe and all that's required of you, all you got to do is tell the devil, "My daddy handles all that."
Right.
He comes collecting for the things you might have gotten involved in. He comes collecting for the sins you may have had in your life. He comes collecting for the things you've done, for the mistakes you've made. He comes collecting. When he does, you say, "Devil, my daddy takes care of all that." You know why? Because the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah. But church, everybody ain't got that luxury that Father God, Abba Daddy, takes care of those things for them. Hallelujah. You got to be blood-bought. You got to be a child of the King. You have to have met the Lord at the foot of the cross. Hallelujah. In order for you to have this trust in God. If you don't have your sins under the blood of the Savior, if your sins are not covered by the blood of the Son of the living God, you're not covered. And you're completely without His protection. Then, the battle is yours. stands in your feet. Hallelujah. Praise be the Lord God. The devil's got to do a deliverance too. He's coming for your health. He's coming for your family. He's coming for your finances. He's coming for your peace. He's coming for your joy. He's coming to bring destruction in your home. And that's a battle you don't want to fight. But you know what else? The battle is not yours. Be not dismayed, for the battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. But that's only if you're a blood-bought, sanctified child of God. I want every head bowed and every eye closed and nobody looking around. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight and your sins are not under the blood, and there's all manner of turmoil coming at you, there's all manner of trial and tribulation coming your way, and you don't understand how come you have to keep suffering through this mess, there's a reason. You ain't got your father, your daddy. You ain't got him looking after your mess for you. You need to come to this altar and get your relationship right with him. There's already two of you. Is there anybody else that ain't afraid? Is there anybody else that ain't ashamed? Is there anybody else that don't care what anybody else thinks or sees? Hallelujah. Praise be unto the living God. It's time to get these things right between you and the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise your name. Dear Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, show us, dear Lord, that we might repent. That we might, dear God, get our sins under the blood. That we, dear God, might yet again be a child of the King. So that you can handle our battles. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you. We praise you. Pour out of your love and grace and mercy upon us all tonight, dear God. Let your power and your spirit reign supreme within us all. Father, let your mercy and grace wash away all those things between us and you, dear God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the living God. We've got one more thing to do, saints. One more prayer to pray. Everyone will show you your right hand. Let's pray that prayer together. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
You were raised again on the third day.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, for these services today, dear God, for the word that you put in our hearts today. We thank you, dear God, for your anointing upon these new services this day and for your divine visitation, dear God, to our altar services, for the work you did today, dear God, in our lives. Hallelujah. Lord, now we ask that you would keep us all safe, healthy, and protected until such time as we return together again to the next appointment that we might come together and learn and worship in you. Lord, bless our homes, our families, our finances, our spouses and children, our places of business and our property, dear God, that everyone that looks upon us would see you and see your hand upon us and know that you're real. That you love your children. Hallelujah. They come to you for salvation. Lord, bless the food that we're about to receive. Bless it to the nourishment of our bodies. And bless us, dear Lord, in your service. And bless this time of fellowship. That we might grow in unity with you. In the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus, we thank you and pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
God bless you, saints. We will see you in the fellowship hall.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, hope for the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.